In 2004, a TV show may have saved someone's life. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 2004 gave us the birth of Facebook and the death of Reagan, but a TV show saving a man from death row made 2004 a strange year. Curb Your Enthusiasm, February 2004.
For America, baseball is a pastime. For Juan Catalan, it's a lifesaver.
I could be, you know, on death row right now.
In May of 2003, 16-year-old Martha Puebla was shot to death on the doorstep of her home in Sun Valley, California. The sole eyewitness gave a description that police said matched Juan Catalan. The motive being that Puebla was going to testify in court over a matter that involved Juan's brother Mario, and it was retribution. Catalan was arrested and interrogated, but insisted on his innocence. Initially, he couldn't recall his whereabouts that night. He remained in custody. Death row was on the table. However, his girlfriend reminded him, on the night of the murder, that he was at Dodger Stadium watching a baseball game with their 6-year-old daughter. The footage from Dodger Stadium didn't provide any usable evidence, but the filming of a TV show might. More on that after a word from today's sponsor. It looks like summer might be almost normal. And with that, people will be getting out for long overdue vacations. For me, I'm looking forward to getting back into an actual movie theater. And as usual, playing Best Fiends like crazy. It's that little summer refreshment. It's my perfect go-to when I need a break from researching weird and strange history. Best Fiends is the perfect travel companion or that much-needed break. You can take Best Fiends with you everywhere. Collect more of your favorite cute characters while you're waiting for that movie to start. Or soak up a little more sun as you try to defeat just one more challenging level. I'm at level 650, and Best Fiends has over 5,000 levels, so the fun is endless. Every time you play, there's always something new to experience. Make the most of your summer downtime and spend some time with your favorite fiends. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store and Google Play for free today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Catalan told his lawyer that he remembered a film crew taping in his section of the stadium that night. It was discovered that HBO had been filming episode 6 of season 4 of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm that day. It was the episode entitled The Carpool Lane. HBO allowed the footage to be viewed, and a clear shot of Catalan and his daughter heading back to their seat from the concession stand as the show's star Larry David walked up the aisle in front of them. The prosecution argued that he could have been both at the game and committed the crime. But a phone call he made from the stadium provided a rock-solid alibi. The judge dismissed the charges against Catalan, and he was released. In 2007, Catalan received $320,000 in a settlement from a lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles and the police force. The case was also the subject of the Netflix documentary Long Shot. If you're interested, there's also a video version of this episode, and you can find that in the description or in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.